I don't know. This was like a TED Talk slash vent slash I don't know what I'm talking about slash I'm going to regret this in the future. I shouldn't post this on YouTube, but I'm probably going to post it on YouTube anyways.
This is how no accountability looks like. Low quality women. Welcome to Manosphere Highlights Daily. If you follow this channel, you have probably heard me talk about low quality women a few times. When we talk about low quality women, there are several aspects to this low quality women topic. It's not just one thing, and in this video, we're going to highlight a few aspects of a low quality woman. Now it's time for us to dive into this and do what we have to do, because we men and we. Yeah. We men and we. Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's just been something that's been like heavy on my mind. Fuck boys. I pity them. And the reason as to why that is because throughout my very short years of experience with dating and boys and life and whatnot, I've kind of come to realize that we should not fear
fuckboys. For the first 3-4 minutes, she rambles about what an F-boy is. If you want to listen to her ramble, the link is in the description. So let's get straight to the definition of F-boy, just to make sure you know what we're talking about in this video. What does F-boy mean? A F-boy is that guy, the one who doesn't respect women, but relies on them heavily. He's distant, doesn't care about other people's time, and won't commit. He's self-absorbed, does stupid things, and Fs with others' emotion. What you have to add to this definition is that the F-boy is looking to
smash.
He's all about getting punani. Let's continue.
You know, they're hurtful and they break your heart. And I've had a fair share of experiences with them.
This is where it becomes clear that this is a video about herself. In the previous clip, she mentions that she has been dating for a short period of time. And in this clip, she says she already had her fair share of experiences with them. So stay focused. It will all come together soon.
For us to understand that as women, is for us to understand that it's not about us. It's not that we're not good enough or that we deserve less than that one, you know, fuckboy or that one player. It's that they're experiencing something in their lives. We just, you know, sometimes end up being a casualty of it, which is so effed up to say because at the end of the day, we too have feelings and we too are in our own paths and whatever.
This is where she starts to prepare that feel-good Kool-Aid that she's gonna serve to the sisterhood and herself so they can feel better. Taking away their responsibility in this particular situation with the F-boy, she says it's not that we're not good enough. It's not about us. It's not that we deserve less. Let's take it a step further. Let's get into that feel-good Kool-Aid.
I think this video is more as a way for me to communicate that to some girls out there that maybe feel like it's their fault that this guy is not calling them back. It's not your fault. You did nothing wrong. There was nothing that you could have done better per se or different to get this guy to like you. I just think that he was doing his own thing. And
it's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. Women love to hear that. She takes it a step further by saying there's nothing that you could have done differently, and I call bullshit. There are many, 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 many things you could have done differently, and like we always say, they will always tell on themselves. And before we expose the foolishness of this female talking about how you couldn't have done anything differently, we're going to show you a little bit more feel-good Kool-Aid to make a stronger case for how these women are not taking responsibility when it comes to these situations.
And being very selfish, and human beings can be very selfish, and it's not, like, I'm not by any means excusing your behavior. I'm not saying that it is okay. I myself have been heartbroken by a player in the past. It's just a way of letting you know that you deserve better than that person. And it's a way of letting you know that that guy wasn't the guy. And there's gonna be a better guy in the future.
You deserve better. We talked about the word deserve. To have earned or to be given something because of the way you have behaved or the qualities you have. We're talking about low quality women for a reason. These women present this foolishness right where you stand. And you don't see it because you think with your dick. And when you think with your dick, you only see the surface. Use your big head instead of the little one. This girl is gonna show you exactly how she gets her heart broken by these F-boys. Check this out.
A message from this guy, and he was replying to one of my pictures, and it said, "What are your thoughts on sugar daddies?"
She gets a message, and look at her reaction to this message. She already knows that a man that's looking for a serious relationship is not gonna lead with a message like this. It's not rocket science, but look what happens next.
So immediately I was like, okay, so I'm looking through his profile because I'm like, is this a dad? I mean, like, I have my thing set up to, I think the oldest is like 29, like 22 to 29 matches. So I'm like, what is going on here, right?
She's curious. Why?
Why?
One, because she's a woman. Two, because she wants to know what the messenger looks like. Who is the man behind the message? Now check this out.
And so usually you think like a sugar daddy is like someone that's like fairly old. So I'm looking through his pictures and this guy is good looking. I mean, my man's is good looking. He's a good looking guy. He wouldn't even have to offer me his money. You know?
Gotcha, biatch! This is gold! Knock, knock. Who's there? Sugar daddy. Sugar daddy who? Sugar daddy Chad! Chad looks good. F-boys look good. Rules change for Chad. Rules are broken for Chad. Chad doesn't need six figures. Chad doesn't need $6. Chad looks good and looks matter. Look what she does next.
So I'm looking through it. I'm like, what is going on? So part of me is thinking like, maybe he's just testing. Maybe he's just testing to see if like girls are gold digger or whatever. So I reply with something like, oh, I've never really thought about it, but I feel weird asking people for money, which is true. I feel really awkward being like, hey, give me $100 and I'll do this for you. Like, it just doesn't sit well with me.
Pay attention, guys. Pay attention. This is female nature 101. This is why we don't hate women, because this is how they are programmed to function. Chad sends her a message and now she starts thinking in a positive manner. Oh, maybe he's testing me to see if I'm a gold digger. So she replies. If this wasn't Chad, this conversation would be over. And I told you many, 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 many times in our videos, Chads don't discriminate. They will smash the whole scale from 1 to 10. And now we have delusional women walking around thinking they deserve Chad. Like this girl said, she has experience with F-boys. And this is a good indication of how she chooses her man. When the man looks good, all standards are out the window. Now take a look at your screen. She writes, I would show you the conversation, but he unmatched me soon after. I'll get back to this later. Let's highlight this first.
So then he replies and we continue the conversation and I'm like, okay, but like what would I be expected to do, right? Because he then was like, well, I would just give you money and I'd just blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what is the expectation for me? You know, nothing in life is free. I'm not an idiot.
The reason why you don't show the conversation is because it would probably highlight your idiocy, because you were clearly interested. You are asking him, what do I have to do? Why are you having a conversation like this in the first place? You want to tell other women that they couldn't do anything differently? Nobody forced you to talk to this guy, but you did. And you did it because you wanted to. And when guys like this pump and dump your ass, you want to tell me it's not your fault? Look how she doesn't take any responsibility for her actions.
And I think that girls, as girls, we need to understand, girls and gays, we need to understand that it's not us, it's not our fault There's nothing we could have done differently. It's them. It's their own path in life. And it's just, it's sad. Honestly, it's just sad. There's no other way that I can say it, that it's just sad.
She has no clue what she's talking about. And women rather listen to this bull crap, this pep talk, drink this feel-good Kool-Aid that will make them feel good in the moment, but won't help them improve their lives. We have such low quality women because they are not held accountable for their actions. And it's mainstream media like the OWN Network that give women a pass for their foolishness. Check this out.
So let me ask you this question, Jay. 34 children. At any point, did it dawn on you, this is too much?
No.
You see, this is Tyrone. At least he looks like him. He has 34 children. And they're using this man to make a fool out of men. But that's not what they're doing. It's the other way around, and I'll show you why.
So at child 15, you never said, let me use a condom?
I did use condoms.
How many?
I probably would have 200 kids if I didn't use condoms.
This man said he would probably have 200 kids if he did not use protection. What does that say about the women he's been dealing with? Remember this?
This guy is good looking. I mean, my man's is good looking. He's a good looking guy. He wouldn't even have to offer me his money. You know?
It doesn't matter how much money he makes, how many children he has, or how many women he has been with in the past. These women will still let him hit it. And hit it raw. But they want to put the responsibility on Tyrone. Why didn't you use protection? Let's take it a step further.
Can I ask you why you put your children down?
I'm tired of holding the dolls.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. As a mom, I don't get not to take care of my children, no matter what I'm thinking or feeling or going on. I had to figure out and find the time and the way to get myself handled, but they were first. And I didn't get to just put them down because it was inconvenient.
And that's why you have the biggest responsibility of choosing the right partner to procreate with. It should have been all of those baby mamas on this show. Talking about how you can't get one man to impregnate y'all. How? This is why they say marry before you carry. You have to weed out the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's your responsibility. You will get attention from men, but that does not mean that all of these guys want to marry you. This is why we talk about low quality women, because they fail at doing this time and time again and don't take responsibility for their actions. It's always men's fault. You are only interested in Chad, Tyrone, and overlook the rest of the guys. The rest is invisible. This man here proves that most women are dealing with the same guys. If you're in the top 10, top 20%, you can have consistent punani.
Guys and girls deal with pain in different ways. I think that girls have a tendency to, you know, cry about it and talk to their friends and vent to other people and whatever. Whereas guys are more so like, okay, I'm gonna drink beer and go hook up with some other girl. Not realizing that that some other girl that they're gonna hook up with is another human being that is gonna be hurt by the fact that they're not gonna receive a phone call the next day after hooking up, you know?
Once again, she has no clue what she's talking about. She's talking from a personal experience. Most men cannot have sex on demand. That's why men get props when they are able to sleep with many women. The men she's talking about are the men from her personal experience that have access to consistent punani, Chad, Tyrone. That's a small group of guys. It's women that can instantly jump on the hot dog carousel when they get hurt. We've made videos about that.
So I don't know. I guess this video was a little bit of a rant, a little bit of like my thoughts on the topic. I don't know if I really taught you guys anything. It's just kind of the way that I process fuckboys, per se.
Your processor needs a serious update because the way it's processing the information is ridiculous. And the fact that you put this crap on YouTube without even knowing if it actually helps someone is foolishness. But that's not what this is about. This is a pep talk. Feel good Kool-Aid to feel better about yourself.
It's not because I wasn't thin enough or slim thick enough or whatever, you know?
You just needed to go out there and vent because you've been pumped and dumped by Chad. So now you're asking yourself, what's wrong with me? Am I fat? Am I ugly? No. That could not be it. It's these guys. It's their fault. And I deserve better. And this is what no accountability looks like.
I guess this is a gentle reminder that we should just kind of focus on ourselves and on our life path and try to remember that certain people are crappy because they are crappy in their mind. They can't figure themselves out. But it's nothing to do with you. It's nothing to do with the way that you are or the person that you are or the things that you do. Never feel like you have to change for someone. Never feel like you have to fit what that person wants, because at the end of the day, you should really just worry about what you want and who you want to be and who you are as a person. So,
Manosphere Reworking. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.